Well, hello and happy. It's Friday 13th. It's a good day. I think it's a lucky day. It's Bobby here, KM6IKH, the founder and lead engineer at Next Gen Hotspots and Next Gen Electronics. Hope everybody's having a great day and we're heading to a fantastic weekend here. Going up to the mountains. We go to the mountains quite frequently and life is good. Hey, first of all, I want to sincerely thank every single one of our customers. I believe the number is we just went over 5,600 hotspots out, 32 countries worldwide in just 14 months. That is like massive, massive, massive. We're selling like 2 to 1 of almost any other hotspot out there, including the OpenSpot and the ZoomSpot. We're literally kicking butt. We couldn't be more proud of the product we're putting out. And that's only happened because people know who NextGen is now. They know we are the number one dominant, we're the biggest dog on the block. And nobody even comes close to the diversity and the quality of hotspots that are available to the ham radio community. And I just can't tell you how proud we are of that. And the fact that what happened, our success has been so great, is due to great customers. Period. That's just, you know, how it works. We have a really, really good high quality product, but it doesn't mean much if people don't know about us. And we're still spreading. We actually barely scratched the surface of the hams out there that are in fact going to discover us soon. And by the way, word of mouth is everything. So if you're a hotspot, a next gen hotspot owner, please, please, please be sure to spread the word. Our number one, numero uno marketing tool is you, our next-gen customer, by far. We do a little advertising in ARRL. We're in the newsletter every single week. But that's not nearly as effective as word of mouth. It really isn't. Word of mouth is everything. So, again, just a big shout-out and a huge, huge thank you to each and every single one of our customers currently, you know, in 32 different countries. And I can't tell you, how proud I am of our customers even for, you know, giving us their faith and their trust and discovering how good our products are. And certainly by design, not by accident. So anyways, hey, what I want to talk about here a little bit now is really simple. We have quite little need for troubleshooting because the units are, you know, they're plug and play when you receive them. With the caveat of all the information we receive for programming must be accurate. And once in a while, it's not. About 99% of the times it is, and about 1% of the time, the customer supplied something that was off. That's okay. We're human. It happens. No biggie. So what I want to direct you to today is our website, HamRadio1. That's the digit 1, HamRadio1.com. And the tab troubleshooting, for the few times it does become needed, it is a phenomenal resource. So in the troubleshooting, when you click on the troubleshooting itself, not the drop-down menu, just click on troubleshooting. That is a screen in and of itself. The first screen walks you down through all the basics, all the settings. If something gets off or something goes a little wonky with PiStar, we actually made this particular page to help understand what the settings need to be, shows you where the settings are, and how to get everything back on track pretty darn fast, in fact. Under troubleshooting, there's modem connect issues, which happens. Some people, their internet gets a little wonky. So there's modem connect issues. Directly under that is Wi-Fi setup in PiStar. That has a video in it, and it shows me actually going through a Wi-Fi setup, literally showing you step-by-step how to do things. That's probably our most popular page, I'll be quite frank with you. Statistically, I believe it is. I don't look at the statistics, you know, all that frequently on the pages, but I believe the Wi-Fi is up there as one of the most popular pages on under the troubleshooting, because that's usually where people have some issues, is getting the correct SSID at the end of the day. And that's an easy, easy fix. Number 3 on the drop-down menu in troubleshooting is hardware, how to hardwire an XD4. It also Well, now we have the Traveler, and there's a Covert, and they all used the Raspberry Pi Zero W board. Many people don't know that you can hardwire those just like a Raspberry Pi 3B board in our Rugged Spots and in our Commanders. You can do the exact same thing. Matter of fact, if you go to our options page, just divert for a second here, under custom hotspots, you'll see that we actually sell that dongle so you can hardwire these. They're a little pricey, but, well, that's because they're a little pricey. It's they have the exact specific chip that's required so you can hardwire a Raspberry Pi Zero W board, again, which we use in the Covert, the XT4, and also in the Traveler. So you can hardwire all three of those just like you can in a Rugged Spot, a Commander. You just need that adapter or module. There's a backup restore, which is right in the beginning of every single instruction at the top third of the page in the instructions. When we send the unit out, backup and restore should be done by everybody without any exception ever, because if things go wonky or a little sideways, it's about an 8 to 15 second restoration process to put all of your settings, including the correct modem offset, back into your machine, literally in just seconds. And then if things go real wonky, which is, again, this is ultra rare, but if it does, go to our PiCare image restoration. Shows you how to make a good PiStar image starting from scratch. There's a gentleman there, Andy, one of our customers, that had his, he got a little wonky. He was in there tweaking, and he tweaked too much, had a problem. He went through our tutorial, a step-by-step tutorial, and he actually successfully got his machine back up and running. I think it was the second time he went through it. Most people get it first or second time. If you just don't miss a step, you'll get it first time every time. But sometimes people want to jump ahead a little bit and they miss a step. And you can't do that when you're doing a PiCare image. So there's the PiCare image restore. And Andy actually shows you exactly. He walks you through in the video, so you hear the audio of him talking and exactly how to follow the steps below. People just love that when and if they need to do that, or if they just simply want to make a second backup image, like if you're going on vacation or you're going to be traveling somewhere, which is kind of the same thing. Some people travel a lot for business every day, but if you want to have a second image at the ready, just in case things get wonky, something goes a little sideways, you can just swap the images out and you get a brand new image. You just reboot, good to go, locked and loaded, Bob's your uncle. So that's kind of a cool thing to do and have that second image backup. I can imagine some people do a third image backup. It's typically not necessary, but better to have and not need than need not have, and that is my motto. Under that is the PiStar config one, which goes into, it's a video of a screenshot, shows me doing a little config. The PiStar config 2 is just a little more in depth, because after I looked at the first one, I was thinking, I need to go a little bit deeper in this. So there's PiStar config 1, PiStar config 2, which shows me literally on a video doing the, well, I'm not in the video, but the screen is in the video, how I configure the PiStar image exactly the way we do it here. And once you see it, maybe a time or two, you'll understand exactly how to program PiStar. The next one down is the PiStar dashboard. I go into a little, you know, a little detail about the PiStar. You know, again, just to get people familiar and comfortable with PiStar. That is a video as well. And then a little bit of information about RF noise suppression, which definitely, absolutely, and positively can in fact be an issue if you have a lot of electronics running in your shack or in your house or in your radio room or whatever you have where you're running amateur radio, be it on a hotspot or be it RF signal. When you have really high currents running through and high amperage, and sometimes even low amperage running through wires, it can create havoc with your communication, and especially with a hotspot. They're a little sensitive. They're only 10 milliwatts, so it doesn't take a whole lot of RF noise to really, really interfere with that signal. So each and every single device and component, I mean everything inside whatever room you're in your operating ham radio, you should have literally a fistful of those chokes, and you should put one of those chokes on each and every single device. I don't care what it is, USB, power, you name it. Matter of fact, you'll see RF chokes installed on printer cables because of the high current draw. And there's actually some other things, even with cameras. Like I have a little Sony camera, and it has a little choke on it, just a USB cable, but it has a choke. And you see those little devices, and sometimes the wire will go just straight through it. Sometimes you'll see it do a loop and go through it. That's a choke. For those that may not know, it's an RF choke, and it helps cancel out and kill noise. It kills RF interference or spurious RF signals, which all cables produce. Some handle the insulating of that better than others. Like coaxial cable, as most people probably know, has a metal shield in it. When you cut those open, you'll see a metal shield. That metal shield is to limit, and ideally it is to actually completely kill any RF interference with any other devices around it, because those cables in some cases can put out quite a bit of juice as well. Depends upon the application. It's the same way you choke an antenna, and for virtually the same reasons, balanced, unbalanced, un-un-un, yada, yada, yada. It's all about killing RF interference. So anyways, that's it. I just wanted to basically thank all our customers worldwide, for starters, as we did. And also just make sure that you understand what's going on the website and the resources that are available to you on our website. And no block, no restrictions, no passwords. So just go in there and go ahead. And if you have a little bit of troubleshooting or you have some questions about PiStar, virtually everything should be answered there, because we've spent hours and hours organizing this to help people. And then, of course, for new people that don't know about us, go and see our press release on the top tab of hamradio1.com. Our real testimonials. These are absolutely 100% verbatim, right off the emails we receive, testimonials from our customers. And we don't have as much time as we would like to put those in, because we get, sometimes two or three, four, five a day. I just can't get them all on the website, but we do it periodically. We'll do updates. Then, of course, the custom hotspot tabs. We have 8 models. And actually, as of today, September 13th, Friday, 2019, we have a 9th model coming out to be announced. Will be announced by Monday. So then we have a gifts tab now, which has some other gifts that we're actually producing. And then our podcast, we try to keep people up to speed with podcasts and things of nature, that nature, like this podcast today, as a matter of fact, which we'll have online here in about 15 minutes. And we've already talked about our troubleshooting. Our next tab over is ham radio, a little bit about digital modes, a little bit about HT radios, and a couple nets out there that we know of that we like. We put that on the website as well. And then, of course, the contact us tab. So just want to get people familiar and up to speed and realize the resources that are here at hamradio1.com. Plus, you can always contact me at 858-568-6673, or email me at kilohotel@hamradio1.com. I always do my best to make myself available during business hours, Monday through Friday, which is 9 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do my best to call everyone back within 15 minutes. Typically, if I'm really busy, I'll do it within the hour, and definitely always the same day, within business hours. I'll give you a ring back or send you an email back. Calling me is always best, because I like to call people right back. There's no substitution for one-on-one contact with a voice in my book. Just none. I can get much more accomplished much quicker. If you have an issue or there's a little troubleshooting issue, I'd be glad to go over it with you on the phone. And I can basically save you a lot of time by me just walking you through something rather than writing lines and lines and lines of email. It really gets redundant and it just takes up a tremendous amount of time, whereas usually a 2 or 3 minute phone call will do more than 10 minutes of me banging keyboards and writing an email back to you. And I've proven that God, 1,000 times over with the hotspots. So anyways, Bobby here, KM6IKH, the founder and lead engineer at NextGen Hotspots and NextGen Electronics. Again, thank you for each and every one of our purchases from each and every customer, over 5,600 now in 32 different countries. And we're really, really proud of the product we put out. We're really, really happy knowing that we're doing the right thing for the ham radio community. And I want to thank each and every one of you. And if you haven't bought a hotspot yet, I want to thank you in advance for buying a NextGen hotspot. Anyways, Bobby, KM6IKH, here at the NextGen Labs, founder and lead engineer. Have a great day, 73, and we'll catch you on down the log.